A soldier cleaning his gun, men struggling in the mud, and New Guineans carrying the wounded and the dying. Those are some of the rarely seen outtakes of Australia's first Academy Award-winning film. Kokoda Frontline introduced Australia to the grim reality of war in the Pacific and the heroism of New Guinea's Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels, who carried the supplies and wounded across the mountains. In 1942, as thousands of soldiers and civilians were dying in the mud, Australian Department of Information cameraman Damien Pera disobeyed orders and went to film the Kokoda front line. He introduces the 9-minute film, the only newsreel to ever win an Oscar.
8 days ago, I was with our advanced troops in the jungle facing the Japs at Kokoda. I saw militiamen fighting over there, fighting under extremely difficult conditions, and they acquitted themselves magnificently. Don't underestimate the Jap. He's a highly trained soldier, well-disciplined and brave.
A propaganda film, Kokoda Frontline was joint winner of the Best Documentary Oscar in 1943. Now, it's stored in the National Film and Sound Archive in Canberra, where Jennifer Coombs is a film curator.
I think it was one of those moments where it placed Australian filmmaking on the world stage for the first time.
The Oscar is inscribed with the words, "For its effectiveness in portraying simply yet forcefully the war in New Guinea, and its moving presentation of the bravery and fortitude of our Australian comrades in arms."
It is a propaganda film. I mean, that was part of what their job was, to sell and raise the awareness of the war in the Australian public. But I think he felt he was telling a true story, and it was very important for him to tell it well and sincerely.
Damien Pera, son of a Spanish migrant, was renowned for his battlefield footage in Crete and North Africa before he went to Kokoda. His son is also named Damien and is a filmmaker too.
As an observer, because I never met my father who was killed in the war, that it became sort of Gallipoli of the Second World War because of the images that were so extraordinary. And even looking at again today, to see those images of war and men struggling, and they pointed out the war was just north of Australia. The effect of that was so strong. That was the psychological effect of that film.
Damien Pera's pictures were edited for the Australian film production company CineSound, which won Australian film producer Ken G. Hall the Golden Statuette. Jennifer Coombs has high praise for the producer too.
Ken G. Hall was kind of a movie mogul. He's the closest thing we've kind of got to a Cecil B. DeMille, I reckon. So he directed over 17 feature films for CineSound, and I think all but one of them made a profit. And when feature film wound down at the beginning of the Second World War, he moved into the CineSound newsreels. He was a real entrepreneur. He was dedicated to the idea of producing entertainment and putting the Australian story in a national context. And I think that's one of the really interesting things about his relationship with Damien Pera. There was a real mutual respect for the work they did, and I think he liked the idea of sort of introducing a dramatic element to the documentary by putting Damien in the role of narrator.
Ken G. Hall made the Oscar a gift to the nation in 1984, presenting it to then Prime Minister Bob Hawke.
Mr. Prime Minister, I have the great honour to present you with this Oscar. You will be the only Prime Minister in history ever presented with an Oscar.
Some of the most iconic Kokoda footage was staged. It includes scenes showing machine guns being fired and a hut being blown up, and troops in mock assaults that were shot away from the battlefield. The Australian War Memorial holds the original unedited footage filmed by Pera, which shows soldiers playing up for the cameras. The memorial's film curator, Daniel Eisenberg, says there is an explanation.
He'd missed the conflict by a few days, and he asked them to recreate it, in part to document how the action was taking place. In the end, for a newsreel, Kenji Hall and his team at CineSound realised that action sells, and to have that footage in there certainly upped the effect of it.
But Mr. Eisenberg says the footage of New Guineans helping the Australians wounded and dying was very real. It showed them carrying the soldiers on makeshift stretchers across the treacherous mountain paths in the midst of battle.
It shows the massive effort and contribution of the people of Papua New Guinea as well. And Kokoda Frontline, that has very much dictated the way we understand and see this part of the conflict. When you talk to someone about Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels or about the Kokoda track. They're seeing Para's Men in the Mud. It's the power of moving image.
Damien Para died behind the camera in 1944 on a beachhead in Palau. He'd quit the Australian Public Service, frustrated by restrictions on the battlefield access, to work for the United States film studio Paramount. His last footage was turned into another newsreel.
Marines near their objective. Here these pictures end. For here, among many American casualties in the expanding battle against Japan, cameraman Pereira was killed.
More than seven decades later, Kokoda Frontline remains his enduring legacy, having brought the brutal reality of the Kokoda campaign into the Australian consciousness, partly with his words.
There seems to be an air of unreality, as though the war were a million miles away. It's not. It's just outside our door now.